Is that restaurant with that chef? Go on in then.
Because we've got a table with your name on it. And when you tuck into your tuna tostada and salsa verde,
your starter, sir.
Followed by chicken quesadilla, then mango cheesecake.
Mm.
Enjoy savings off your bill. With Amex offers, perks are pretty tasty. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
18 plus, subject to status. Enrollment required. T's and C's and eligibility apply.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalogue of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And Away We Go with Georgia King is a brand new travel podcast only on Wondery Plus. Each week, celebrity tour guides will whisk you away to their favourite places in the world with intimate, hilarious, heartwarming conversations that remind us of the power of travel to bring us together. Listen to And Away We Go with Georgia King exclusively with Wondery Plus.
Hello, welcome to Watch What Crappens and our bonus episode. I'm Ben and that's Ronnie. If you're listening, that means you support us on Patreon. So thank you very much for that. What's going on with you today, Ronnie?
I'm doing great. It's an exciting day. And by the way, you might not support us on Patreon. We don't know yet because this is a bonus episode, but it's also a free bonus episode. We're going to have it out there for all of you to listen to. So go support us on Patreon because we've got more stuff like this.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a really fun Roni-themed episode, bonus episode for you guys today. And so it's sort of like a doubleheader of content. The first half, we are interviewing the one, the only, the iconic, my number one favorite Real Housewife of all time, Countess Luann de Lesseps, who's going on tour again, by the way. So everyone go to countessluann.com and get your tickets for that. So we're going to interview Countess Luann. And then after that interview is done, we also did what was going to be a bonus episode of the taglines for the new Roni. And we decided just to put the two together and make one really fun Roni-themed episode. So that's really it. So we're going to start with the Countess Luann interview. Then we're going to go and do like a trailer trash of the Roni taglines. Hope you enjoy. Let's start it. I don't know why I'm being so strange. I've done this for 12 years.
Well, hello, Lou. What a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Good. Where are you right now?
I'm traveling in a very secret location working on a show for Bravo.
Oh okay. Nice. Fabulous.
Are you dating strangers on this show?
Well, it has something to do with dating, but I think it's been out there, so I can say it, right, Marissa? Or I don't know if she's there, but...
Yeah, you can say it. It's in the news. We have it in the news. I mean, yeah. It's not in the news that you're doing it right now and that you're dating Jeff Bezos. I mean, that part's still secret.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be fun.
When I'm not, you know, I have this thing going on with Elon Musk, you know, Bezos, you know.
Yeah, all the, you know, Zuckerberg and flying for Zuckerberg.
I'm juggling, you know, I'm juggling.
You're really into guys who are into workers' rights. Really,
well, I'm into guys, period.
Yes.
That's not moralized, right?
Countess Luann, I personally am very, very excited. Well, you both are excited, but I am personally very, very excited because I'm going to shamelessly say this. You have been my number one housewife for many years running, like years and years and years running. So this is like very exciting for me. I want to show you something.
Thank you.
I have a tote bag.
Oh, my God.
It says, I love that. Oh, remember this one? Money can't buy you class.
Oh, yes. You know,
and I bring this to the supermarket all the time. And it's like a signal. It's like, who else out there watches Bravo, you know? And every now and then I get a hit. So,
you make a lot of friends with that bag, right?
Yeah, tons of friends. So it's really exciting to have you here on the podcast.
Thank you.
So how's it been going tour-wise? Are you on break with tour? Obviously, because you're shooting something. So when do you start touring again?
I actually start back up October 10th. I'll be in Charleston, South Carolina. I've never been to Charleston.
Oh, it's great.
I'm going to see all my peeps in Charleston, which are the Southern Charm people and Southern Hospitality. Yes. So I'm excited to go to Charleston for the first time. I've never been. And then I'm going to be October 12th. I'll be at the Wellmount in New Jersey. And then I'm going, where am I going? Oh, to the Paramount in Long Island, my home. Right?
Nice.
Long Island's my home. And then I have a lot of other dates on my calendar. And I'm excited to be back on the road with Mary F. Kill. How much do you love that song?
I know. Well, I mean, it's great. Of course. I mean, it's so funny. I never would have thought when you first did Money Can't Buy You Class, when you first did that, it seemed like it was like this funny, like one off. Like, isn't this here's like a storyline for Candace Luann on the show. I never would have thought that all these years later, it would have actually resulted in an actual cabaret tour. I mean, I didn't even know cabaret tours were like a thing, but like you've actually really made it a thing. It's wild.
Well, you know, it is wild because I didn't start with, I called the Countess and Friends because it was like a variety show because I grew up with variety. You know,
yes.
I was watching Carol Burnett and, you know, these kinds of, the Gong Show, remember all these great shows. And so I was like, you know, I want to do something like that variety. And, you know, it kind of morphed into cabaret. And how I really started cabaret was a friend of mine said to me, you know, Luann, you love to host dinner parties. You love to sing for your friends and you love telling jokes and telling stories. And he said, you know, you should be a cabaret star. And I was like, oh, I never even thought about that. You know, I like to sing. I'm a host. I love to sing for my friends and I love telling jokes. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm singing for my friends. Now, you know, my fans inspire me all day long, you know, and my life does, you know, like the Housewives, you know, Money Can't Buy You Class and Chic, C'est La Vie and Feeling Giovanni and Viva La Diva and my Christmas song where I included all the ladies and most recently Mary F. Kill. And I'm sure I'm missing a song or two because I've done so many now at this point, but I just love it. And I can't believe that it turned into a Live Nation tour. You know, my director, Richard J. Alexander, comes to my show, the first one in New York. You know, listen, I fell from grace. And I rose like a phoenix to the cabaret stage, and it was not easy. It was scary as hell.
You can curse. And you can curse. It's okay. It's a safe space.
So I was going to say scary as shit, because it was. And he came to my show, and he goes, Countess, first of all, I came here not, and this is the director, Kristen Chenoweth, and Barbara Streisand, right? So I'm like, so he comes to me, he goes, Countess, I was not expecting very much from you, but you fucking blew my mind. First of all, you can sing, you're funny, and you wear a dress like no woman I've ever seen. You're going to be a big star. And you know what? He found me the right agents, Rich Super and Gersh, and he built my career. And, you know, and it's been such an amazing ride. What I love about cabaret is that I get to do what I want to do. I get to be creative. I take songs like, for example, cabaret, right? Life is a cabaret, my friends. Come to my cabaret. Put down your laptops, your iPads and phones. Time for a holiday. Right? So I take classic music and I
put it up. Oh gosh, you updated cabaret. Don't tell me you took out the Nazism.
Well, I took out old chums. Old chums, who's old chum? I'm like, my friends.
Yeah.
Of course, got to be my friends.
Money can't buy you class, my friends.
Yeah.
Elegance is learned, my friend. So I take music like that and I turn it around. I have fun with it. You know, I said to my director, I said, I want to do, you know, Eric Clapton. Lay Down Sally. And I'm doing a holiday. I'm doing a holiday show. He goes, Lay Down Sally for a holiday. I said, yes, but it's now Lay Down Santa.
Oh,
he goes to all that trouble to come down the chimney, doesn't he? But why does he lay down and stay with me a while? So I take music like that and I have fun with it.
That's really funny. Have you need to have a friends with any old cabaret stars? Like,
I know. I knew Cheetah. I got to see Cheetah Rivera at her last show, 54 Below, which is where I got my start. So, I mean, I've been with Liza, you know, I did a benefit for Broadway Cares with Liza Minnelli, Cheetah Rivera, and Lucy Arnaz.
Lucy Arnaz. Wow. Wow.
That's when I met Billy Stritch, who was my musical director in the very beginning.
Yeah, that's crazy. Do you have, if you were like, do you have like a dream Broadway show that you could be cast in? Like if someone said, we're doing, hey, Luann, we're doing a Countess Luann, we're doing a revival and we want you to be the star in it. What would be your dream?
You know what? Why don't we revive the Housewives of New York City and do a Broadway
show? Oh, hey. You know, I would be the first one to watch that for sure. That's if someone just set some music to classic Roni, that I would be down for that.
What right? do you get some? Are you still in contact with all the girls?
Yes, I see them all the time. I saw Ramona at a party in the Hamptons. I had a party actually, and I invited her, and she was thrilled, you know, because you know, I had some pretty cool people there, and then. You know, Dorinda and I talk all the time. Sonia, I don't see as much because she's, you know, doing her own thing on the road. But Dee and I are really close. Kelly and I, yeah, I see the girls all the time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what about great. Jill? Are you still close with
sure.
Jill's Aaron?
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Jill's daughter just got engaged, so that's exciting.
And, were you at Bethany's L'Oreal runway show? How'd you like
it? No, I miss that, darling.
What do you mean? What do you think about Bethany's whole reality reckoning thing that she's been trying to get going?
Yeah, trying to get going is a good line. Listen, you know, I understand that she wants to get residuals for reality stars, and I don't think she's wrong about that. So that I agree upon. But you know, you don't burn down the house in the meantime. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's the house I built with Andy Cohen that we built.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Bethany came along because Jill brought her along. This would happen to Jill.
Yeah. Well, do you think
Barry F. Kill?
Right? She got buried. Bethany was kind of a renter, I guess, in the whole scheme of things. She wasn't there as long, really, if you add up all the years.
No, she was not. But well, she came into the first season. She did as a friend of Jill's, and she didn't have a penny. So good for her. She made it.
Yeah.
Well, she does now. That's for sure.
Yeah. I often say, by the way, that like in the whole feud between Jill and Bethany, when that first aired, a lot of people took Bethany's side in that. And I think even I took Bethany's side. And Jill sort of came out of it looking like, oh, she was jealous of Bethany's success. But I think that now I my new thing is, I think when you look back on that feud now with hindsight and seeing really how things have developed, I think it's not as clear cut as that at all anymore. I think looking back, it's like, oh, you know what, like I think we've seen now a truer version of Bethany, and now that has totally changed my view of that entire feud back then.
Exactly. Well, you know, listen, we had a great show. It was such a great run. There's no show like New York City Housewives. I mean, I love all the Housewives, but New York is its own entity, you know. You know, New York City, the most fabulous city in the world, got to be our playground. And, you know, I'm so grateful for it because, you know, I've learned so much. I've grown so much over the years. I've changed. I've hit rock bottom. I climbed like a phoenix, you know, from the ashes to the cabaret stage. And I'm grateful for all of it. You know, people say, what do you regret? I don't really regret anything because it led me to where I am today. So, so it's been incredible. I'm still working for the network, and, you know, Crappy Lake was so much fun for me to do with Sonia. You know, I'm enjoying, doing other things now, and I'm enjoying my cabaret touring, you know, because I really do love what I do. You know, I created Mary F. Kill because of my fans. They really asked me every single show, literally, because I do a Q&A with my audience, and they would ask me, okay, Countess Mary F. Kill. And after 6 years of hearing this, I said, that is the song. That's the song. And I went to maryfkill.com and nobody had it. I said, done.
Have you guys talked about doing another season of Crappy Lake? How did that just disappear? I thought for sure that would be.
Well, it was so successful that Paris and Nicole Richie saw it, and guess what they're doing?
Simple Life is back. Well, it doesn't mean you guys should. I still think you guys should do another season. That show was really good.
It's totally different. We, you know, listen, Paris and Nicole are Paris and Nicole. Sonia Rita and Lou, that's a whole other bag of tricks.
Yeah,
yeah, well, you know what?
You can still do it just because they're doing it. It's not called the simple life or anything. I mean,
no, and you guys have like a good relationship. Like your relationship feels so real, you know?
It's very similar. Mm-hmm. You know, the premise is very similar. So, you know, I think that's part of the problem. And I think also, you know, it's hard to find a town like Benton, you know, Illinois, where we filmed. It was so personal to our producer because his family was from Benton. That's how we really started doing Crappy Lake, because, you know, it was personal for him. And, you know, listen, I agree. I mean, we should totally do another season of our show. Crappy Lake, if not, it's not Crappy Lake, it's somewhere else, that people really do need our help. I mean, we really did a lot of amazing work. We love the town's people. And, you know, Sonny and I come from small towns. You know, our lives have changed a lot since then, but we're simple girls at heart. And, you know, the motel, for example, they built a whole new wing, and they are sold out through next year. The Sonny and Luann suite, everybody goes to stay. You know, we did murals. We did new signage for the, when you enter into town, welcome to Crappy Lake. You know, we helped, you know, with the dog shelter. We helped, you know, build a playground for children. We did a lot. And I put on a whole variety show with Sonia. So, you know, we really had a blast, and we have so much to give, you know, as women who have, you know, who have a great amount of experience. Let's put it that way.
Would you do Roni Legacy again? And like, if you did another season of that, would you like switch up some of the people that would be on the trip?
Well, I mean, it's so obvious. Just meld the two casts, keep the winners from each team.
Uh-huh. I like that.
I think that's a great idea.
I mean, they should have did that in the beginning.
We want
a younger, I'm like younger, Jen Alliance. How old is Jen Alliance? She's 50, in her 50s. Yeah. I'm in my 50s, right? So it's like, okay. Anyway, that's my thought, is they should, you know, either that or send the OG Housewives everywhere. Let's start with Below mm-hmm. Deck. Don't you want to see Ramona on Below Deck?
I mean, like, literally, it would be my dream. I thought Jill Zarin.
Looking for hangers? Wait. The closet's not big enough?
Harassing the staff. I thought when Jill Zarin was on the boat, it was amazing.
Oh, my God. Jill Zarin, Ramona, myself. Sonia,
when Ramona's Dorinda, on a boat, she's...
Dorinda
Ramona Kelly, on a boat I is, mean, like, extra.
We need another Scary Island.
Do you have FOMO that you were not on the actual original Scary Island, or do you feel like you missed a bullet? Dodged a bullet.
Well, you know, I wish I'd been there for Kelly, but the point is that it wouldn't be a Scary Island if I was there.
Mm.
You think you watched that?
I would have not let those girls pick on her until the point where she couldn't take it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, well, it's interesting Kelly to watch her kind of go back into the same circle that she was, like, when we were watching the Legacy vacation trip, we just did kind of a rewatch of that, and to watch her kind of go back into it, but everybody had the education of going through Scary Island, so they knew they were like better equipped to deal with it. It was like, right. Okay, Kelly, okay. <She's> like, just yeah. Talk her through it, you know, okay, Kelly, we got it, Kelly.
Yeah, you know, you can't change a leopard's spots, right? But,
right.
You know, I think that, you know, as a cast, there's so much we could do in terms of, you know, taking over the world. Let's see us go somewhere, you know, let's go dancing in, I don't know, let's go dancing in Buenos Aires.
They seem to be still having you guys.
I was in Ibiza before I came here. Anyway, I was in Ibiza. I just came back. I love Ibiza. It's so beautiful.
Well, they seem to still have you guys on their mind because they've got you doing the dating show. They've got Dorinda's new show coming up. What's the other one they've got with you guys in the works? But I think there's another one I've got here somewhere in my notes that are completely illegible. So it seems like they've still got you on their mind. You know, Bravo seems to be doing this thing where they do like a 2-year cancel and then they uncancel people. You know, it's like, all right, here's Jack's new show, you know, Jax's new show, or here's whoever's new show. So you never know.
You never know.
Candace Luann, what does it take in your estimation?
Wait, let's see what happens.
What does it take to be like a great housewife? I mean, you were on Roni for how many seasons was it? 13 seasons or so? Like, yeah. Some people can only last one season. What do you think? What does it take to be like a long-lasting housewife? And like, what are some lessons that maybe the new cast could learn from you guys?
You know, it's interesting because I saw Aaron and Jezel at an event that Brynn was hosting in New York, and they invited me, which was very kind. Brynn invited me, and they're like, how did you do it for so long? And your storylines were so incredible. I said, you know what? It was my life. It was my real life. This is, you know what I mean? I just, our lives are pretty full, you know, Dorinda, Ramona, myself, Sonia, you know, Bethany, you know, our lives are really full of just the things that we were doing.
Well, it's funny because people refer to it as storyline, but that's what you were doing, you know?
Yes.
You were. That is
who you weren't hiding it.
I was going through a rough marriage. Then I got divorced. Then I got married again. Then I was flirting with a pirate. Then, you know, I fell into a bush. And then I got caught with a guy. So be cool. Don't be like all uncool. And even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes. Yeah. It just came naturally to all of us, really. It was just, you know, it was cosmic timing. Cosmic timing, great cast, interesting people. And you know, you can't make that shit up. You can't.
And you guys also have such a good, honest rapport with each other. Like, I think you guys also all hold each other accountable. Like, no one lets anyone get away with any BS. And I don't feel like you guys are like, you guys don't seem like you produce yourselves that much. You just are like, this is who I am. I'm going to just say it. Today? If Ramona's acting crazy, you're going to call her out.
Yeah, of course. And you know, why New York worked so well, and I think any franchise, is this. We are actually friends. We knew each other before.
Mm-hmm.
So we have old friendships. Like, I've known Sonia for years. Dorinda, I feel like I've known forever. She's my kind of girl. And, you know, Kelly, I've known since before The Housewives. I've known, you know, Ramona, Sonia, Jill I met. You know, actually, Jill is the one who got me on The Housewives. Yeah. I met her at a party. She goes, you know, I'm working on this TV show. I think you'd be great for blah, blah, blah. And that's how I got the show, was with Jill. So, you know, we have friendships. We play tennis together. You know, we love to travel. We have children around the same age. You know, I was teaching Victoria how to drive. Remember the driving lessons in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Did you stay friends with any of the newer people that left or got fired along the way? Like, does anybody still talk to Leah, for example? Leah has a lot of drama still with the network.
Yeah, I know.
Is anybody in contact with her?
Well, I don't think so. I'm friendly with Leah. You know, she'll text me and ask me how I'm doing, etc. I don't, you know, Leah has her own life, and you know, we're in different lanes right now. You know, I'm in a different lane than she is, and you know, but I only wish her the best. And all the housewives who have come and gone, because there's been quite a few, hasn't there?
Well, yeah.
I'm like, what happened to Jules?
Yeah, Ebony just had a cute little baby. Ebony just had her little baby, Liberty. So
yeah,
cute.
She lives in Miami, though. So, you know, she's not in New York any longer. So,
well, she could pull the Tinsley.
She could
fly up.
Tinsley. Look, and I love for Tinsley. She really landed on her feet. I mean, she found a fantastic guy. She has Insta family. Which is just perfect for her. I'm so happy for that girl, really.
Yeah, yeah, me too. She looks to be so happy.
Yeah, she's good for it.
It was fantastic talking to you. Everybody go grab your tickets. October 10th, Charleston Music Hall. October 12th, the Wellmont Theater in Montclair, New Jersey. October 13th at the Paramount in Huntington. November 15th at Sony Hall in New York City. And
I know, I think Sony Hall sold out. They have to add another show.
Get out. Yeah, wow.
But you guys are welcome. I keep a couple tickets for you boys.
Oh my goodness. You.
Likewise, tickets are at CountessLuann.com, by the way, everyone. And this has been, you know, I'm failing because, you know, my number one favorite housewife here on Crappins finally happened.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks, Ronnie. I appreciate that. I love you boys.
And I'll be
tuned to my shows, okay?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Mary,
love you, Lou.
Kill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chic's bye. La vie.
C'est bon. C'est bon.
I would marry. They give me such a thrill. Love you guys.
Love
you.
Love you too.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Are you in trouble with the law? Need a lawyer who will fight like hell to keep you out of jail?
We defend and we fight just like you'd want your own children defended.
Whether you're facing a drug charge, caught up on a murder rap, accused of committing war crimes, look no further than Paul Berggren.
All the big guys go to Berggren because he gets everybody off.
You name it, Paul can do it. Need to launder some money? Broker a deal with a drug cartel? Take out a witness? From Wondery, the makers of Dr. Death and Over My Dead Body, comes a new series about a lawyer who broke all the rules.
Isn't it funny how witnesses disappear or how evidence doesn't show up or somebody doesn't testify correctly?
In order to win at all costs.
If Paul asked you to do something, it wasn't a request. It was an order.
I'm your host, Brandon James Jenkins. Follow Criminal Attorney on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Criminal Attorney early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Well, that was fun. It was so amazing to hear the origins of Cabaret.
Cabaret, which I invented.
Love Countess Luann. Thank you for coming on to our show.
Yeah, that was fun. That was cool to get to talk to her. And now let's move into the second part of our show, which is the Real Housewives of New York taglines for season 2A.
Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens bonus episode. I'm Ben, that's Ronnie, and if you're listening or watching this, this means that you support us. So thank you very much for doing that. How you doing today, Ronnie?
Good. I'm excited because it's a new Housewives taglines day. It's always a big day.
Yes, we have Roni. The premiere is right around the corner, and they just released the taglines today, this morning. And so we thought we would just play through them. We have not heard them, and we're going to give sort of reactions and talk and commentary and maybe discuss what we're seeing on screen as well. So this is Crappens On Demand as well. And if you are watching with the video, you can see what we're looking at. It's sort of, this will be sort of like a trailer trash. And yeah, we're just going to get into it. So shall we dive in, Ronnie?
Now, we got this clip from Hoda and What's-Her-Buns, and who's not Kathy Lee. I don't care. Everybody tells me she's nice, but her...
Jenna?
Was it her dad? Who's George? Is George her dad?
Yeah, George Bush.
Not Forgiven.
Junior.
So, but I'm sure she's great. So we're on... we got this from Hoda and Hoda and Jenna, and Hoda's leading. Did you know? Hoda is
not. No, is that why Danny posted a clip of Hoda crying today?
Danny Pellegrino is probably fucking in the fetal position right now somewhere with a box of Franzia going back and forth, rocking back and forth, wondering why. Why would the world do this to him? You know,
Hoda leaving.
I don't really know. Hoda is leaving because of massive sexual harassment charges and really just being mean to staff. No. Just kidding. No,
I thought like she was receiving sexual harassment.
You know how sometimes we get just so tired? Oh, no, 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 no. She's giving it. She's the monster is what I'm saying. I mean, look at her. Hoda. Fucking monster. You know how sometimes we finish a show and we literally have to take it out because we laugh so much at ourselves? I think that's where Hoda is. Someone who laughs all day. I think Hoda's just probably tired of laughing. That's my guess. Because she literally, she'll be like, there's a pile up on the freeway. I just had wine. So I'm guessing that's it, but I don't know. She didn't say.
Wow, Hoda. Okay, well, you know what? Good for you, Hoda. You carved out a niche for yourself, going up against The View, and you made it work. So,
You did great. You did great, Hoda. You did this world a lot. Okay. Good luck to you wherever you end up. Hopefully, it's in a chair somewhere. You know, just sitting there and relaxing, because
rocking on a porch.
Because you had to get up at 3 in the morning every day for years on end. So, you know, congrats to you.
Congrats. And one reason why we really have to bring this up is because the video that we have on screen where it starts is a spectral vision of Hoda over the New York City mm-hmm. skyline, as well as Jenna. They both look like they're actually stews on Below Deck.
Yes, because they were fading out on them and fading into New York. So it's like, even in this, we're already fading out on Hoda. Like, can we let the woman retire? I mean, what are you already fading her out?
I know. Okay, let me move this bar down here to get it out of the way. Okay, so we're going to press play, and first we'll hear what the first line is.
Why date their dad when you can just be mother?
In the coffee.
Okay, Bran starts it off. Bran starts it off. Why just date their dad? Okay, because she's calling back last season's tagline. Was last season's tagline good enough to get called back already in season two?
Yeah, I like it barely made sense last season. I was like, don't get me mad or I'll date your dad. And I'm like, that one was like, it was funny when it came out. Everyone was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And everyone thought she was going to be like a Sonya Morgan. But there was, it had, she like literally never did anything with that line. Like she never hit on anyone's dad, right? I think she said
no. And I thought it was funny. I did think it was, I was one of the ones who was like, oh my God, she's going to be so good. Cause I loved that line. And then the fact that she got mad as the season went on that people were suggesting that she would be a trophy wife. I was like, well, what's your tagline? You know, like, I don't know. You can't put yourself out like as this fun person and then be not fun. A couple other things. You don't get to call your own lines iconic. And by bringing it back, you're doing that. And you don't get to call yourself mother. Who does that? You're like mother baiting. Like you can't just title yourself mother. That is for the gays.
Also, you have to be more mother to be mother, right? Like she didn't really.
No one who calls themselves mother is mother.
She didn't really do anything fabulous. I mean, I know there are people that really love Bryn, and, you know, she has like her whole flirty thing where she's like, oh my God, I'm like horny right now. But she didn't do anything that was like truly mother, if you ask me.
I mean, I like her. I'm looking forward to her second season. We're just off to a bad start with giving yourself the mother. You can't do that.
Yeah, and we see her right now. She's standing in like a feathery kind of dress and she's floating amongst like the buildings of Midtown Manhattan. She's like, look at me, I'm standing amongst lawyers.
So there's so many lawyers below me right now. Look at me, I'm looking up in awe at the big buildings because we're in New York. These are the pictures ahead of us are her just looking up like, wow, those buildings are tall.
You're tall. I'm gonna like wave my left arm.
go a little further. Or wait, maybe it's a little, yeah, no, go a little back. Go back a couple frames.
Here I am.
Look, there's where she's looking up. Both sides of the screen are her just like, whoa, those buildings are big.
Big. Wow, walking on a sidewalk, it's like a lot.
Okay, so that's Bryn. Her dress, we know some gays, but I think we all know some gays who are like really into this like natural body hair movement, because for a long time the gays were just all about waxing, and now they're like, no, I have hairy arms, I'm gonna wear a tank top. And that's what Bryn is giving me with this dress. She's full on like
gay, gay like, hair movement.
I'm into it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna press play. We're gonna hear the next one.
When you can just be mother.
In the cocktail of life, a New Yorker is never shaken nor stirred.
What is that supposed to mean? Aaron, since when is Aaron like associated with cocktails? In the cocktail of life, okay, Carrie Bradshaw, a New Yorker is never supposed to be shaken or stirred.
No, but I'll tell you what a cocktail can be, sent back.
Weak and dry.
So yeah, not the best. Looks great. And then we see, let's see what we're seeing here. We're seeing Abe the Babe. And the Babe. Yeah, she's walking through a street with very big glasses.
Yeah, she's like walking through the meatpacking district. And Abe is like, I really resent that those Crappens guys called me Daniel Webster. So I'm gonna show that I'm hip and modern. With a white blazer and a white t-shirt. Daniel Webster could never.
He's like angelic Miami Vice. Yeah, I guess their theme is white this year. It's like a big white theme this year. Okay, let's see. I don't just mean their marriage. I mean the show.
And look, here she is. She's sitting. Aaron is like sitting on a tennis court in her tennis outfit being like, yeah, do you know how hard it was for me growing up watching Gwyneth and Brad sign leases for apartments? It's a hard life being me. I'm neither shaken nor stirred.
Don't shake me or stir me. Can't do it. I think if this show was really ready for season two, her line would have just been cackling hags.
look at her. She gets some sort of like embellishment behind her. She gets some sort of like design. Like that, like, okay, Erin is really boring. So can we just put some like pizzazz on the screen? Should we do some shapes? Like, we don't do shapes on Housewives intros. I said, get me some shapes for Erin. We need to make her look exciting.
Yeah, they're giving her a lot of the like, make your own card on Instagram, like those things.
Like, can someone put a cap cut filter on her, please? Put the diamond diamond cap cut filter on her. There we go. Now she's exciting.
She is giving a lot more like, look, I'm Erin, I'm positive and fun. Like, she's got a lot of like smiley. Look, I'm just a smiley girl on a tennis court. Look, I'm laughing with my mouth open like Julia Roberts. Look.
Look, I'm standing by a bridge, which shows that I'm going to build relationships to outer boroughs that are exciting. And a cocktail of life is neither shaken nor stirred. Okay, it looks like we have a new person coming up. Here we go.
Just like a painting, you need a couple of looks to figure me out.
Wait, so she's, it's a play on words, right? So she's saying like, I need to have decent outfits to look at her. What is she saying?
Just like a painting, you need to have a couple of looks to figure me out. It's like
but usually paintings aren't like that, actually. I mean, is she talking about one of those like squiggly paintings that you look at and then suddenly it's like a 3D banana parfait?
Just like a magic eye painting from 1997, you need to cross your eyes in order to see me as a peace sign.
What's her name? Do you know her?
Raquel. Let me
Raquel. Okay, let me see.
Cursed name on Bravo, by the way.
I love that Bravo just never learns its lesson. It's like, hey, you know what we should do? Hire a Raquel.
You need a couple of looks to figure me out. This is a real stretch of a line. Just like a painting, because I think she works in the art world. Just like a painting, you need a couple of looks to figure out what I'm doing. I guess she's saying she likes fashion, so she always has a different look. I can see that being an Erin storyline. Like, what's the deal with Raquel? She like always has a different look. Like, what's your look?
Yeah. I don't know. But you know, she loves clothes. So she loves clothes and looking at art. So I don't know. You go, girl. But she's another queer lady, which is crazy that we've got two on one show. So you go, New York. Better in that way.
We love
multiple gays. What do you think about that?
Multiple power lesbians. And we know that she's powerful because she actually gets the Empire State Building in her background, as opposed to a non-Brooklyn Bridge that Erin gets. I don't know which bridge she had. Anything that's not the Brooklyn Bridge all looks the same to me. Like the 57th Street Bridge or is that even a bridge?
That is bridgest.
I'll be bridgest. I'll say it. I mean, what is bridges it? The Verrazano Narrow Bridge?
That's going to be the name of your autobiography.
What is she? The Willis Avenue Bridge? Triborough?
Oh.
What are you, the London Bridge? Shut up. Over there. What are you? The Whitestone Bridge? What are you, the Throg's Neck Bridge?
Did she call me Throg's Neck? What are
you, the Throg's Neck? Okay, let's check it out. Let's press play.
Looks to figure me out.
I may be hungry, but at least I'm not thirsty.
That was pretty good. Honestly, that was good to me. No?
Really? Hungry? Okay, I'm not going to take it away from you then.
But it was at least her like play on words made like that was a nice like that was like yes the hungry thing is annoying but like that was it was quick, it was to the point. It was not like a good painting. You need a few looks to figure me out, or like in the cocktail of life of the cocktail of
New. Well, York, Erin definitely wins worst so far, and the painter lady. I mean, okay, the painting. Look at me twice or whatever. I get it because I grew up with those Jesus woodworks where you had to like stare at the shape of the wood until you saw the word Jesus written in it. It looks like a block maze, and so I get that. Like, I get what she means. Oh my God, she is Jesus. That's so weird. I was just staring at her. So anyway, the thing with the size thing is it's not like the audience was like, oh my God, it's so funny that size always hungry, right? Let's make fun of the fact that size always hungry, or like, let's tease Sai about it. It's that Sai made it that. It was like she tried so hard to make that her character thing. And it was the most annoying thing of the whole season. Sai going, you know what? I'm hungry. I just need to eat. It was the most in a long list of shit that got annoying. That was the most. So the first thing you hear is, I may be hungry. I was like, oh no. Lessons
I agree. Learned. I agree. The last thing we want to hear is the hungry thing. But just in terms of wordplay, I'm going to give it to her for like, at least I'm not thirsty. Which, by the way, you are thirsty. You're an influencer.
Which, you're by the literally way, an today. Influencer and a reality star. So please.
They also put Sai out by the bridge. They're like, you too. We're also not going to give you the Brooklyn Bridge. You have to go.
That is the Brooklyn. That's Dumbo right behind her, isn't it?
But you can see by the you can see this area here. That's definitely not the Brooklyn Bridge. Just by the iron, like the lattice, like the Brooklyn Bridge obviously is not this part here. It might be Dumbo. I'm just saying, I don't think this is the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm just saying, guys. Okay, stop attacking.
Well, what's the other bridge?
It may have been the same bridge. Wait, let's look. Hold on. We're gonna go back to Aaron's bridge.
I don't even know. I used to live in Brooklyn. I don't even know. The Brooklyn Bridge is where Dumbo is. Wait, no, there's another
bridge. Same bridge. They put Aaron and Sai on the same bridge. They're like, you guys go stand over by the pier.
Oh, there's the Manhattan Bridge.
Maybe it's the
Manhattan. Is that where it is? Yeah. So then
I honestly my visual awareness of like I know the George Washington Bridge, Throg's Neck, and Whitestone.
So I guess it's the Manhattan Brooklyn. Bridge. Okay, okay, everybody. Bridge. So okay. People at home are like, why? Okay, so let's go past next. Sai. Yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm not up and coming. I am already there.
Okay, so she's taking her up and coming line. Oh, wow, Tribeca. It's so up and coming.
No, I'm not up and coming, but do put me next to a taxi. Thank you very much. They put her in like a dingy street with a taxi going by.
Yeah.
Do they even show Jessel like footage of her walking around? Oh yeah, they do. Never mind. Here's shots of her. One is Jessel wearing some sort of like denim top, denim vest, but also with like readers on.
Uh-huh. She's wearing one of those giant flower dresses in the scene before. Oh my gosh. And her husband Pavitt came all fashionable this year. And those
I didn't see
this one.
Oh yeah, there's Pavitt. Oh yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at him. With like a nice jacket. Is like an Eli Tahari jacket, I'm gonna guess. I only guess that because that's the only designer I could think of. Jessel has new teeth, so those are here for us. They've arrived as well.
Oh, she got new teeth? I think she always had those teeth.
Really? Good for her.
Good I'm for not her.
I had to press play because it jammed up.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I am already there.
Okay, now we're gonna get Uba. Okay, I'm sure whatever it is gonna be extremely wacky, and we're gonna think it's hilarious.
Love looks good on me, but does what doesn't?
Well, I mean, your outfit's pretty stupid, one thing. But in your defense. It does look damn good on you because
she's
fucking stunning. I mean, what are you going to... I think her outfit's kind of dumb. It looks like she's wearing a sarong over a dance costume. I don't know what it is, but goddamn, she still is beautiful. That's not fair. What if I just showed up in a bathing suit and a sarong to do my intro? No one would let me do that. This is thin privilege. I hope you enjoy it.
She does look great as usual. She's her legs... leading with her legs. I'm glad she didn't do like an Uber hot joke, right? Like that's what I thought it was going to be. Darling, in a city that can be so cold, at least I know I'm Uber hot, you know?
Yeah, that's true. She could have done that. I wish she just came in with a can of chickpeas that she took out of a pantry in a restaurant.
And just said, wacky, wacky, wacky.
Yeah, because I like sense of humor, you know? And I think sometimes that's what these people lack. And, you know, I've seen her in the comment sections fighting with people where people are like, bring back the originals. She's like, oh, really? You want the originals? Just marry them already or whatever. <She's> like, trying to come back with all these sassy comments. And it's a bad look. Just pretend you're above it, even if you're not. You know, at least make some burner accounts. You know, pull some Jill Zarin action and make some burners, you know?
Nothing can be a bad look when you look so good wearing it. See, that could be good. Maybe. This is fine. This line is fine. I think, by the way, I feel like her line and Jessel's line are both fine. They're not bad. They're I think they trend towards good. There's like good wordplay, but they're not amazing. I don't even remember what Uba's was again. What was it? If you look this good, how could you look this good when you look this good? How does it?
She said, love looks good on me, but then again, what doesn't? Or something like that.
Good on me, but what doesn't?
Yes.
Yeah, because Uba found the ultimate. She found a man, and that's all
in Connecticut.
Care about for some
she
reason.
Found a man in Connecticut.
A rich man in Connecticut. So everyone's like, you won the end of the video game. You did it.
You know what looks good on me? New Canaan. But what doesn't? Stanford, so hot on me.
I needed a town with three A's. Because I...
Who has been to West Hartford? Because I have, and it's hot, like me.
Okay, let's move past you, Bob.
Not everyone can be Jenna Lyons, but they can try.
I just want Jenna to come out and say, my shoulders are cold always.
I know.
Sorry, my shoulders are cold.
Jenna's tagline is, does anyone else feel a draft?
And she because she's wearing a jacket over her shoulders. And this time she broke the Jenna mold and she's wearing a dress. What do you think of that?
Well,
the internet is going crazy. Well, I don't know if
that's a dress and pants. Oh, no, it's
a dress bikini and top. No, dress it's a dress. It's a dress. And
it's a dress and boots.
A bikini top. And is it boots or tights? Tights. I can't tell. Boots.
She's not wearing jeans.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Well, you go, girl. She's like, look at me. I'm in a dress and also a trench coat.
And I'm not wearing the glasses.
Yeah, good for her. It'll be interesting. I can't wait to see all the nothing she brings because she's already promised that this year she is going to bring nothing. She's like, you will not see my relationship. I will talk about eyelashes.
I saw a headline today where Rebecca Minkoff said that Jenna refused to have a fake fight about fashion for the show. And then someone else was like, this is why these people should be fired. But Jenna is... I think this is the first tagline we've ever had that incorporates a bleep into it, right? I don't think we've ever had
curse. I feel like that can't be before. True. No one's used a bad word in the openings.
I don't think we've ever had a bleep.
Not everyone can be Jenna fucking Lyons.
Not everyone can be Jenna fucking Lyons, but also not everyone can fly private. Bye.
Bye. Okay, who else? Is she the last one?
But they can try.
Oh, sorry. I thought, they're including laughter. Then I realized that was Hoda. So then the last shot we have, well, the thing is Jenna ends hers by pointing her finger, like doing that thing with her finger, like, no, 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 I'm Jenna Lyons.
Not
if
you.
If you'd like to work for me and be my stepchild, you may, but otherwise,
yeah.
No, no, no. Now looking for godchildren/interns.
Oh,
and then
my
we
gosh.
See all the women are standing and they're holding their apples. Sai is the center apple, which feels like Bravo was just trolling us. I don't know how that happened. How did Jessel not become the center? How did that? Honestly, it's got to be either Jenna or Jessel as the center. You could even make an argument for Aaron, oddly enough. But Sai, what is going on there?
I would say a lot of these. I would say Bryn, Aaron, Jenna or Jessel could be the center or Uba. I mean, really, I don't know. I can't pick up
the new girl.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think, well, we haven't seen the season though. Cause I'm sure they decide this all after they've shot the season. So maybe something crazy happens in the season where Sai just leans into the hungry villain. You know, she just like walks around town yelling at Wendy's workers. Food workers, give me my food, I'm hungry.
You know what I grew up with? Nothing. Give me my food.
Jenna is being very casual. She's like, catch. She's a cool girl. She throws her apple. She's like,
She's like, I'm a lesbian, so I catch.
Yeah, I'm a lesbian, but I was also the first lesbian here, so I'm entitled to throw my apple. Like, Raquel needs to get like another season under her belt before she can throw her apple. It's the lesbian rules.
And we don't even get the Scientologist. Oh, I think
she's just a friend.
A lot of crap.
she's just a friend of. Well, Sai says she's boring, you know. Oh, look at Sai. Look at Sai being clever. She's holding her apple by the stem. Yeah, that's why I get paid big bucks. I'm like an Apple influencer. Don't hold the apple like that.
She's like, you know, my thing is being hungry, so I'm going to hold my food with disdain.
You know what? I respect Aaron for holding the apple properly. Like, that's how you two hands under the apple, present it to us. That's how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, Aaron's serving it in the classic way. You know, I think Aaron probably studied up the most to do something like this.
Yeah, everyone else is trying to like sort of serve a look with it. Like Jess was like, oh, look at me. I'm holding my apple just the way my uncle showed me how to. And then
I slept on the couch for 2 weeks. And it was only through that utter pain that I survived that I've learned how to hold an apple.
I've discovered that holding an apple like this is the best way to hold it before you throw it at Poppet's head.
I don't know what Bryn is doing with hers.
She's sort of
just annoyed with her apple.
She's doing like David Bowie and Labyrinth. Remember David Bowie and Labyrinth with those balls?
Oh, yeah. She does have the fur thing going on, the feather thing.
She's like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree and into the vagina.
All right. Well, let's hit the road. This will be fun. This begins next week. Our recaps start of this on the 2nd. The show comes out the 1st. So I'll be there.
Yeah. We're excited. You know, I'm excited to see what happens. And we're going to have a lot of fun with that. That'll be next week. So everyone tune in for that. And thank you all for being here on our bony episode. And we'll catch you on the regular show.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Let's get feely with Maggie Sheely.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.